And now, an essay from Mary Flo Stevens she calls Perfect Pitch.
In 1960, I found musical theater. The life I lived inside my head became magically tangible before me on the movie screen. I saw South Pacific in one of my Appalachian hometown's two theaters. I was enthralled. For I considered I had a secret life. I sang and danced across our front porch to a song called High Hopes. I say I found the theater, but in fact, musical theater found me, and it won't let me go. When I am 8, a teacher in the new primary school hands me a sheet of paper. It's a poem, and I've been chosen to read it at the school's opening ceremonies. No surprise, I am known for my reading abilities. But no, I am to perform the poem, act it out, on a makeshift stage. Entitled Kerchew, it's about a girl who has a cold. I'm given a hanky and told to cover my face with every kerchew. It doesn't occur to me that the audience will laugh. I accidentally become a comedy act. Not until I am 18 and a college freshman is it discovered that I have perfect pitch. On a silver machine, my music professor flips levers, asking me which pitch is higher, which lower. Turning off the machine, he announces that I have perfect pitch. I deny I have this talent to the professor, my flute teacher. I tell him I can carry a tune, am competent at the piano. Nonsense, he says. I just tested you. You have perfect pitch. It was 1968 in my senior year in Wytheville, Virginia, and my high school staged its first full-length musical. My band director, knowing I danced a step or two since I was a majorette, suggested I audition as Adelaide in Guys and Dolls. A woman from town played a tune on the stage piano and handed me some sheet music. I was cast as Adelaide. 32 years later, my daughter Isabel auditions for and is cast as Adelaide. Her director smiles when he hears that her mother, too, was a high school Adelaide. But my younger sister reacted differently when she saw my daughter perform. "It's weird. It's eerie," she said without a smile. Though we grew up together only 19 months apart, she didn't realize my fascination with musical theater saved my childhood. I found somewhere to put my dubious talent on the stage. About 10 years before Isabel performs as Adelaide, an old friend visits with paper in her hands. My daughters were 9 and 6. The friend is carrying a script and will talk me into performing in another amateur musical. This musical, A My Name is Alice, is a fundraiser. I dust off my singing skills and practice Adelaide's lament. A person can develop a cold. It doesn't occur to me until now that my role as Adelaide reprises Kerchew. Maybe I look afflicted because, once again, I was cast. This time there were no parents and no teachers in the audience. My children were in the audience. The oldest developed a survival strategy the instant the audience flows into the theater lobby. Just don't tell anyone your last name, and no one will know you are any kin to her. Now I am 60. I've decided to climb off the stage and into the audience. Without knowing there is a term for this, and a movie, I develop a bucket list. I shall attend every musical I can. I decide this in May 2011, and by July I have seen Follies and Wicked. By September I've seen My Fair Lady in Oklahoma. By 2012 I've seen Billy Elliot, La Cage aux Folles, First You Dream, Candor and Ebb, and White Christmas. At the intermission of Wicked, my husband said he thought the first act was long. I thought it flew by. I have read that writing about music is like dancing to architecture. Maybe so, maybe not. I know one thing. I just can't stop dancing.